Good morning. On behalf of the Student Association of the Seminary and the Dean of Academics Office, I welcome you to this year's Academic Awards Convocation. At this time, I invite the Dean of Academics, Dr. Charles Geeshan, to offer some opening remarks.
I want to thank Seminarian Joshua Haller, the Student Association President, and the Student Association in helping and the planning to make this convocation take place. All of us are aware that this seminary, that the purpose, the focus, is preparing pastors and deaconesses for service in the church. In preparing students for these vocations, however, we have academic programs that involve rigorous academic learning that is evaluated and graded. Although academic achievement is by no means the sole part of the formation in our programs, nevertheless, high academic achievement merits our respect and our honor. This annual Academic Awards Convocation is one small way through which we recognize the outstanding academic achievements of our students. On behalf of the entire faculty, I want to express our sincere appreciation of the many ways that the vast majority of the students of Concordia Theological Seminary pursue academic excellence in their theological studies. As I begin, I have a few acknowledgments. First, I want to acknowledge our five STM students who have been a blessing to the faculty and students this past academic year while pursuing their own advanced degree, namely our five graduate assistants. I will ask that they please stand as I read their names. Paul Federer, Department of Exegetical Theology. Zelwyn Heide, Department of Pastoral Ministry and Missions. Andrew Gerke, Department of Historical Theology. Keaton Christensen, Department of Systematic Theology. And Peter Eckert, Concordia Theological Quarterly. Please join me in thanking them for their service. Second, I am also pleased to announce next year's graduate assistants. Please stand as your names are announced. And I bring them recognition because some of you may have wondered why they didn't get calls 2 weeks ago. That was a decision that was made, and they've put off a year of for a year of graduate studies, STM program. John Franson, Sean Kilgo, Daniel Burfin, and also Joshua Welmer. Please join me in recognizing these men. I assured them the call service would be coming, you know, 1 year later. Third, we also want to acknowledge students who will be in our study abroad programs in the upcoming year. Please stand as your name is called. Wade Bellisbach and Eli Voigt, who will be at Westfield House in Cambridge, England, and Kyle Richardson, who will be at Die Lutherische Theologische Hochschule Oberursel, Germany. Please join me in congratulating these students. And finally, we encourage students to consider being involved in an archaeological dig in Israel each year. And I'm pleased to announce that this summer, Zachary Viggers, Zach, please stand, will be involved in the Concordia University St. Paul sponsored dig at Hippus and will receive funding from our Lois Ann Reed Archaeology Endowment Fund. So please join me in congratulating him. A reminder to the students receiving the academic awards that now follow, please join up here after the convocation for a photo. And now to present the first three of our academic awards, Dr. Arthur Just.
On behalf of the Department of Exegetical Theology, it is my privilege to present three awards to students who have excelled in the art of translation, exegesis, and interpretation. The first award is given to a second-year student who has excelled in their exegetical classes, and this year's award goes to Mr. Timothy Wilcoxon. The second award is for a fourth-year student who has excelled in the biblical languages throughout their career here at the seminary. And this year's award I am privileged to present to Mr. Daniel Burfiend. Finally, the CTS Student Association Award for the Outstanding Paper in Exegetical Theology is awarded this year to Marcus Williams for his paper entitled Petrine Authorship for Hebrews.
The Leopard Draves Award is established by a special foundation with the income going to a person who is now on vicarage and will be back in the fourth year. It's been around for some time. I don't even remember who coughed up the money, but it's there. And so at this time, since the award is given at an unusual time, I would like to recognize the recipient of the Leopard Draves Scholarship Award for the current academic year, 2014-2017, and that is Mr. Daniel Burfiend. I know he's here. Could he come forward? At the time of the announcements, he was on vicarage in Long Island, New York, where he learned how the Lutheran Church's Missouri Synod survives in a Jewish, Irish, and an Italian Catholic and secular diaspora. And so we recognize you for that. I know coming from the farm, that must have been a challenge for you. And the recipient of the Draves Scholarship Award for the next year, 2015-2016 academic year, is given to a student who is so completely surrounded by a conservative confessional Lutheran family that he has no idea what the word diaspora means. Dr. Christian Preuss, currently in vicarage in Lincoln, Nebraska. And Christian Preuss teaches us one thing, that when we walk around the Missouri Synod, to look down at your feet so you don't trip over a Preuss. The Systematic Award, the Writing Award for the Systematic Department for the current academic year, goes to a first-year student whom I thought his first name was Joshua till about 3 minutes ago. And it's to the first-year student, Jacob Benson, for his essay, Numbers Chapter 11, as background for Understanding the Apostolic Office, and Biblical Inspiration. Well, just to add one note, did you know, would you come back a moment? We arranged to have a special edition of Lutherans Engage in the World. We arranged to have a special article on you with a photograph. And we did the same for Dan Borfein. We put him on, what's the church seminary? Oh, For the Life of the World. If you'll notice that Mr. Borfein is shaking Dr. Rath's hand, looking longingly on the job of president.
From the ridiculous to the sublime, the Gerhard Aho Outstanding Sermon Award is presented annually in honor of the Reverend Dr. Gerhard Aho, PhD, pastor, churchman, and esteemed professor of homiletics at Concordia Theological Seminary from 1960 until his death in 1987. Dr. Aho shaped a generation of preachers from Concordia Theological Seminary, Springfield, and Fort Wayne, and continues to influence new ones through the current faculty members of both seminaries of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, whom he once instructed. Further, he was recognized and admired by students and colleagues alike as a Christian gentleman and a model of the pastoral office. The Gerhard Aho Award is therefore presented to a student for a single sermon which demonstrates homiletical excellence, with preference given to a fourth-year MDiv student. The Gerhard Aho Outstanding Sermon Award for 2014 through 2015 is presented by the Pastoral Ministry and Missions Department in conjunction with the Student Association to Aaron Hambleton for a wedding sermon, Do We Have To?, based on Ephesians chapter 5, verses 21 through 33. The Pastoral Ministry and Missions Department of Concordia Theological Seminary, Fort Wayne, in conjunction with the Student Association, annually presents an award to a student for a written work of academic and practical value in the areas of pastoral theology, homiletics, not including sermons, catechetics, liturgics and hymnody, counseling, missions and evangelism, parish administration and church polity, or another practical pastoral discipline. Nominations are considered on the basis of theological substance, creativity, written quality, and the usefulness to a pastor in his ministry. The PMM Award for 2014-15 is presented to Renee Castellero for a study series, 10 Lessons on the Large Catechism.
This year's History Writing Award goes to Jacob Eichers for his study of Tyndale and Luther on the Lord's Supper. So, Jacob.
Thank you. CAMWIS, short for Classical Association of the Middle West and South, it's a mouthful, is the largest regional classics association in North America out of many, and bills itself as an organization for classics teachers at all levels, undergraduate and graduate students, and anyone else who enjoys learning about the world of classical antiquity from the website. 2 years ago, at about this time, I received approval to have Concordia Theological Seminary become an institutional member of CAMWIS, where for a nominal fee, it would be possible to publicize our biennial conference, Lutheranism and the Classics, in the CAMWIS newsletter for free. Among other benefits of membership was the opportunity to nominate one student to receive the CAMWIS Award for Outstanding Accomplishment. This student will receive a free membership of CAMWIS for the next academic year, which means he will receive the newsletter, online book reviews written by CAMWIS scholars, and access to past articles written in Classical Journal, the premier periodical of CAMWIS. After a moment's reflection, it became clear to me whom I would have to nominate this year. He was not only an outstanding Greek student on this campus, but he had written an extraordinary paper on Phineas in the advanced Greek class. I pray that his competence and growth in the Greek language will continue throughout his ministry, and that the Lord will use this to bring many out of darkness and into his marvelous light. Join me in welcoming forward Mr. Eamon Ferguson to receive his award.
During the 2000-2001 academic year, the Student Association of this seminary deemed it appropriate to award a final year student who exemplifies pastoral faith and life. And although all final year students should start exemplifying that pretty soon, some obviously do it better than others. This year's recipient has certainly done just that. In his care, love, and forgiveness shown to his classmates throughout these 4 years. On top of that, he has been for us an example of a loving father, faithful husband, and a dear friend. It is my privilege and honor to award this year's Shepherd's Staff to Mr. Christopher Suggett. I now invite our seminary president, Dr. Lawrence Rass, to offer us some closing remarks.
Glad you got the memo about the tie, Josh. And congratulations to Bishop Suggett. Simply to underscore Dr. Geeshan's earlier remarks, the seminary is a remarkable place. It is an academic institution, yet its primary purpose is to serve the church. And unlike embedded institutions like divinity schools at universities, it is set apart specifically for uniquely churchly service. And we see that reflected in the awards that are offered here today. High academic achievement, but always pointed towards pastoral service. That is what this institution is about. And while we recognize certain gentlemen today in terms of the accomplishments that they have attained over the course of their service here at this seminary, we recognize that all of our students are gifts to the church, and that God uses their unique gifts for the sake of the proclamation of the gospel. So thank you for being here today as we celebrate the gifts God gives, both academically and also in terms of preaching and in service. God bless you as you go forward. Thank you.